company postgame show. Michael Dieker joined by Victorious head coach Chris Schmidt, picking up his 461st victory with a 56-46 ball game over the Lebo Wolves. Coach, kind of came into your post play here tonight with Blake Skowski. It was kind of a post show between him and Zach Oswald tonight. You guys did a good job defending their guards, keeping Landon Grimmett and Grayson Shoemaker into single digits, the first time they've been held in single digits all season long.
Yeah, again, my guard defense, we put a lot on our defense. And, Blake Redeker is a pretty good on-ball defender. It's going to be tough to find somebody better than that. And Truman's come a long ways, and I challenged Truman. And I thought Truman stepped up, and those two, led the way defensively. The ironic thing about this is tonight before the game, the thing we talked about was coming out with and keeping our composure, slowing down, because, I told him the first quarter of the girls' game was a good example. That's what it's going to be if you just get out and go, and we're going to travel. We're going to do all the things we don't want to do and go a step too fast. And lo and behold, I thought the first 2.5 minutes I maybe told them to do that. It went completely the opposite way. But, again, I'm really proud of these kids, how they settled in, slowed down. We started getting into Blake there, and he started hit thing. And then I think Ethan Redeker was a big key tonight. He hit some big shots for us, helped us get the lead, I think, with one, if not. And then, Just a good all-around effort. And, again, we leaned on our defense once that first quarter was over.
Yeah, that was giving up 15 points in the first quarter, something I'm sure your defense is not accustomed to seeing. But, you mentioned Ethan Redeker. He trimmed that deficit to one. That was as many as 8 in the first quarter. And then you guys really carried that momentum into the second quarter and really never looked back.
Yeah, I thought, we started the second quarter in those first 3 minutes. We really did a nice job. And then at halftime we talked about the first 3 minutes, it was one of those things where I said, I want us to go out and, again, keep our composure, because if you go really hard the first 3 minutes, you're going to have nothing in the tank coming home. And I thought we did a nice job of just being patient. Kids made some cuts. We made some buckets. And, it's opened it up to 14, 15 points. And then, kind of held it there for the most part.
And you guys now going 6-0 here before the Christmas break, have a tough contest tomorrow night against St. Paul. Before you guys get into that Christmas break, you guys come in with some starting experience, some big-time playing moments, but you guys had some kids step up and really have blossomed into the starting roles so far this season.
Yeah, those kids, a few of these kids have really, come off the bench the last 2 years, and they've gave us great minutes. But coming in as a starter, that's a different – you got to have a little bit different mentality, and I think these kids have really stepped into the roles and we're going to get healthier. That's the big thing right now. We're hanging on till break. We're hoping to get some kids back over break, and that will make us a little bit better, I think, just some depth and that kind of thing. But these kids that, Ethan and Andrew and Andon, this experience is really going to help them down the stretch, help us develop a deeper bench. And I'm looking forward to having a break. But we got some things to work on. Obviously, we got one more game to finish off. We don't want to have a bad taste in our mouth for 2 weeks. So tomorrow night, we need to get some rest tonight and come ready to go tomorrow night.
Well, Coach, anything you want to say to the Fringe of the Feather listening at home?
Well, I just appreciate you guys listening. This group is working hard. Come watch tomorrow night, both boys and girls. Good challenge with St. Paul. And then let's everybody have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and then we'll get back at it in January again.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. Merry Christmas to you and your wife, Jenny. I hope you guys have a good game tomorrow night and a good Christmas break and some good, solid practices.
Same to you guys. Thank you very much.
That was head coach Chris Schmidt, his team victorious tonight, 56-46. We'll take a break, wrap up the Rich Door Company postgame show, and get Tegan Terhune back on the headset on what he saw tonight and what we might see on Tuesday night before we wrap up our pre-Christmas Area Game of the Week schedule with Chase County, Northern Heights. But you have been listening to Rich Door Company postgame show. Area High